EIS college lecturers have rejected the pay deal because 1% goes nowhere near to matching their aspirations, either in terms of a cost of living increase and more importantly, moving towards equal pay across the sector, which is a big part of the claims being put forward. Well, at the conference today, we had approaching 100 delegates from across the country, and they expressed a wide range of opinion. One of the key issues for them was that Scottish Government have moved national collective bargaining back to centre stage, and that's a process that's welcomed. But there's an expectation then that national collective bargaining will actually produce a satisfactory pay settlement, and for Scottish Government to create the framework for national collective bargaining, but then to step back from the negotiations and not provide some resource to achieve a settlement seems to be most of our members unacceptable. The other key area that was discussed was around what's called equalisation, because we now have colleges quite rightly back in the public sector, but across the college sector we have some lecturers who at the very top end of the scale are earning reasonably good salaries, but other people doing the exact same job in a different part of the country are earning £5,000, £6,000, £7,000, £8,000 less. So we want to see some movement towards equal pay being applied across the sector. These were probably the two kind of key areas that members wanted to talk about, although a number of members did actually talk about how poorly served the college sector has been by the merger process and the so-called reforms, which haven't actually produced the savings. And in fact, really, they're just hidden the cuts that have taken place in further education over the last few years. I would say our members were very angry. The FE sector has been under attack over the last few years. We've seen literally thousands of jobs go, tens of thousands of college places go. We know that across the sector at a very senior level, there's a whole range of issues which have been investigated, and they're examples of poor management practice which our lecturers, our members, and also students have had to suffer the consequences of. And faced with all that, people are offered a 1% pay increase and no move towards equalisation. And frankly, people just are absolutely scunnered with it. So the mood was one of great anger at the way college lecturers have been treated. Well, EIS nationally is keen to support our college members, and we are already looking at initiating the process around the ballot, so hopefully there will be at very least an indicative ballot this side of Christmas, and we'll be in a position to move forward towards the required action early in the new session. Well, the discrepancies across the sector are grossly unfair, and it's one of the key motivations behind this dispute. Not even simply one college to another college, but in some of the merged colleges you actually have lecturers who came from different college backgrounds doing the same job now, but actually being paid at different rates now. For a public sector service, that simply isn't acceptable. There should be equal pay for equal work across the FE sector, and we are keen to see progress in that. And I think that's an area where Scottish Government have a particular responsibility, because they have created the national negotiating framework. We welcome that. It's one of the few successes they've had in the college sector. But unless we actually build upon it and get a reasonable settlement through those discussions, then it will be a bit of a pyrrhic victory for Scottish Government, because in actual fact, we'll end up in a poorer situation than where we started from. That's Larry Flanagan, General Secretary EIS for Kingdom FM.